January 31st, 2026. Evangelist Pastor Barbara. I am coming like the flood tide in the Jordan. I will overtake everything in an instant. All that I have been promising will come to pass overnight. The promises will flood over into your lives, and you shall do great and mighty exploits for a living, loving, full of grace Father. Get ready to swim, little ones. The flood is on its way. It will consume everything in its path. You will dance on Hallelujah Square with complete abandonment. Hallelujah Square Scripture. The lyrics of Hallelujah Square are not directly derived from Scripture, but the song's message aligns with biblical teachings about hope, eternal life, and the promise of God's love. The song's imagery of a joyful reunion in heaven, free from disabilities and limitations, resonates with the biblical promise found in John 14, verses 2 and 3, Revelation 21, verse 4, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52. These verses affirm that in heaven there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, and that believers will be transformed and united with Christ. The Jordan River is prominently featured as a boundary marker and a place of transition. In the Old Testament, it represents the threshold to the Promised Land. The Israelites, after wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, crossed the Jordan River to enter Canaan, marking the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. This crossing, led by Joshua, is a pivotal moment in Israel's history. As the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the river, the waters were miraculously parted, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground, Joshua 3:14 through 17. This event symbolizes a new beginning and the faithfulness of God in delivering his people. Purification and repentance. The Jordan River is also a symbol of purification and repentance. In the New Testament, John the Baptist conducted his ministry along the Jordan, calling people to repentance and baptizing them in its waters. This act of baptism in the Jordan signifies a cleansing from sin and a preparation for the coming of the Messiah. In Matthew 3, 5, and 6, it is recorded, "People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River." The river thus becomes a place where individuals publicly declare their repentance and commitment to a transformed life. Divine intervention and anointing. The Jordan River is further associated with divine intervention and anointing. The most significant event in this regard is the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. As Jesus emerged from the waters of the Jordan, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove, accompanied by the voice of the Father declaring, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. This moment marks the anointing of Jesus for his public ministry and affirms his identity as the Son of God. The Jordan River, therefore, becomes a site of divine revelation and the inauguration of Jesus' redemptive work. Healing and restoration. The Jordan River is also a symbol of healing and restoration. In 2 Kings 5, Naaman, a Syrian commander afflicted with leprosy, is instructed by the prophet Elisha to wash in the Jordan 7 times. Despite his initial reluctance, Naaman obeys and is miraculously healed. 2 Kings 5:14. This account underscores the power of God to restore and cleanse, using the humble waters of the Jordan as a means of his grace. Conclusion. The Jordan River, with its rich biblical history, serves as a powerful symbol of transition, purification, divine intervention, and healing. Its waters have witnessed the unfolding of God's promises and the transformative acts of faith, making it a significant emblem in the spiritual journey of believers.